Now, it seems that child protection is constantly in the headlines. Tragic cases like that of Daniel Morcombe, and also recently we've been hearing about what's happened at the Queensland Child Protection Commission of Inquiry. But are we all individually doing enough to support children in our communities? Next week is National Child Protection Week, and it encourages everyone to play their part on this. Lorraine Dupree is the Deputy Chair of Child Protection Week in Queensland and, in her day job, is the Policy and Research Manager for Peak Care Queensland. Lorraine, good to have you in the studio on this one. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a big job that you've got to promote awareness about National Child Protection Week, but this is something that's been going on for quite a lot of years, this special week, isn't it?
It has, Terry. About 20-plus years people have been coming together from various organisations to ensure that this message gets out to the public.
Now, what is the message that you want people to take out of next week?
That child protection is everyone's business and that everyone in their own way can play their part.
When you say it's everybody's business, is that because quite often people will turn away from situations that they're not comfortable seeing, they don't want to know about it, they don't want to be busybodies, seem to be doing the wrong thing?
I think all of the above. I think there's a combination between not wanting to know, it being too painful for some people to see, particularly when it's close to them, and it's difficult for neighbours to know how to intervene and what to do. So, you know, some research shows that people, when they don't act, it's either a lack of knowing what to do or a fear of getting involved and getting hurt as well.
Are there belief systems out there that you want to challenge about child protection? Are there fallacies about child protection that you want to break through?
I think there's complexities, and it's incredibly difficult for the average person to understand what the complexities of child protection, particularly in a complex system, are. So certainly I think that there's a bit of a sense that if people have their children removed from them, it means that they're very abusive parents. And sometimes it's actually about being impoverished parents and not having the resources they need, which is why it's so important to get the message out there for communities and families to support those in their midst.
So what can the average person listening to this, whether they're a parent or not, do to try and support people at risk of falling into that net of child abuse?
Well, I think it's about, a lot of it's about community connection. I think that most research shows that families who are well connected thrive better. So from the moment a child is born, for mums to have some stress release, for dads to have some outlets, you know, it's about, you know, being able to talk through difficulties you're having, maybe having a family member or a friend giving you some respite when you're exhausted. So all of those are risk factors. And they continue all the way through a child's life. There's a lot of complexities in parenting, as most people know. And it's really about having a network of people who are prepared to step in and help each other out. You know, even things like at schools, mums saying, we'll pick the child up, you're working. Those sorts of things.
Yeah, taking the pressure off parents in some ways.
Yeah, and working together. So it's a bit of a pooled process. So, you know, one mum might be working on a Thursday and take a couple of kids and, you know, her children go home with someone else. So it's about actually swapping responsibilities as well. Mm. Not that someone needs everything done for, it's about working as a community, I think. And those really traditional ways of parenting, we see work really beautifully in the Scandinavian countries where it's just very much part of the culture to all be in it together.
So as we've got to relearn some of that part of our culture that we've lost.
Absolutely.
Stay with us, please, Lorraine. We're just going to take some headlines briefly and we'll come back and talk more about Child Protection Week next week. And with the news headlines this morning is Donna Thorne again.
Hi there, Terry. A second person has been committed to stand trial over the murder of a Gold Coast police officer. Damien Leading was shot when he interrupted an armed hold-up at a Pacific Pines tavern in May last year. 40-year-old Philip Abel will face a trial. 38-year-old Benjamin Power is still facing proceedings at the committal hearing in the Southport Magistrates Court. In Brisbane, hundreds of construction workers have marched into the city, protesting against industrial conditions set by their employer. The workers are from the Children's Hospital project being built by Lendlease Abbey Group. And the CFMEU has rejected accusations some of its members are to blame for violence at a union blockade in central Melbourne. Hundreds of construction workers are protesting outside the GrowCon site over the appointment of shop stewards. And Terry, we'll have more on the news at 11.
Thanks for that, Donna. And it's now 29 minutes to 11 this morning on Mornings. We're talking about National Child Protection Week. It is next week. And with me is Lorraine Dupree, the Deputy Chair of Child Protection Week here in Queensland. Now, Lorraine, something that has come to the fore recently about child protection has, of course, been the beginning of hearings for the Queensland Child Protection Commission of Inquiry. Can you just tell us a bit about what that's hoping to achieve?
I think the inquiry, the positive about the inquiry is it's the first inquiry that looks at the whole child protection system. So it's a bit of an overview of what's going on and how we can work better, hopefully, to protect children in Queensland.
What are some of the issues that it's bringing up to discuss?
I think the system's complexities. So I think there aren't many people who work in child protection who can't tell you it's an incredibly complicated area. And given what we're saying, which is child protection is everyone's business, that includes whole of government. So I think we've been a little bit inclined to think that child safety is responsible for children's safety, the department I mean by that, whereas Education Queensland, QPS, you know, everyone has a role in protecting children. The non-government organisations, community members, parents, you know, aunties and uncles, etc. So it's really, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what sort of recommendations come out of the inquiry and whether it is seen as a bigger responsibility. And I'm sure child safety would like to see that happen.
Mm. You come from the group Peak Care. Have you made a submission to the inquiry?
We're in the process of preparing it.
Okay, that's a lot to get through, isn't it?
There's a fair bit to chew through, yep.
Can you tell me any of the elements that Peak Care is particularly concerned about when it comes to child protection here in Queensland?
Well, I think we're really focusing on, in essence, making sure that you've got the most qualified workers making decisions, particularly around assessment, because we acknowledge that it's an incredibly complicated area and you really need your top-notch staff with lots of experience making those sorts of decisions. And navigating the nuances that can go with some of the issues that come to the fore. So definitely qualified staff, a robust workforce. Supported staff is really key, that they're supported in the difficulty of the work. And we're also, you know, very much looking at what's the best options for the earliest intervention possible.
Mm. It was reported across the media that the inquiry heard that one in four Queensland children will be known to child safety authorities by the end of the year. That seems like a shocking figure to a lot of us. Is that the case?
I think the difficulty is that they're not necessarily, there are some inappropriate notifications, and it's because of concerns and fear, you know, and everybody feeling that they need to do, or I think maybe it's partly also because child safety is seen as the responsible party. So I might get calls at work that's about a community member and refer them to their local community organisation, for example, who can intervene without that being escalated to child safety. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I guess that's the complexity is, yes, there are some that are probably not needed. We get comments about Education Queensland and teachers getting really concerned about sexting, you know, which is between two adolescents. Those sorts of issues can be dealt in other ways without going to child safety. So there are a number, I would imagine, of inappropriate referrals. I'd also imagine there's plenty of children out there still not being referred who need to be.
That's right. I mean, when you look at the balance of things, you would still rather reporting rates to go up if that is required, so you're catching more of things that are going wrong rather than things that might be going wrong.
That's right. And that's part of what we're trying to do through Child Protection Week, is have people really understand what they can do that doesn't require a statutory response from child safety in order to keep a child safe, and it might be keeping an eye out. Or talking to the child, you know, I think we undervalue the importance of talking to children. They're incredibly informative and they're very real. And what they say is often very accurate. So we need to be much better at talking to children and hearing what they say.
Okay. And as you mentioned, also offering other parents help and assistance and being more of a community. Anything else that you'd like us to think about as part of National Child Week, Child Protection Week?
Just really valuing children. And those who have the difficult task of raising them and the very rewarding task of raising them. So if we value children and families, I think that we can go a long way in making a better environment for them.
Well, best of luck with your work in raising awareness next week. Are there any particular events happening here in Brisbane that people are invited to go along?
Well, there's a number of events. We've got the launch and awards on the 30th. which is a great opportunity where we'll be able to really acknowledge the great work of child protection workers in the field. So there's been an overwhelming number of people who've come forward for and been nominated. So we're looking forward to giving those awards out on Thursday. Then there's Remembrance Day for Forgotten Australians on the 5th at GOMA. And then there's White Ribbon Day on the 7th and the NAPCAM Breakfast on the 4th.
Okay, and keep an eye on the ABC's Big Diary for some of those events. We'll try and get them listed as well.
And there's our website too.
And what's the website?
It's the Play Your Part website, www.playyourpart.
And that's it, just playyourpart.com. www.playyourpart.com.
Yeah, .au, I think.
Okay, we'll check that out and put it up on the screen.
There's information there, and then there's a Child Protection Week website that has the calendar of events.
Okay, Lorraine, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
Lorraine Dupree, she is the Deputy Chair of Child Protection Week, and she's also from Peak Care Queensland. Child Protection Week running from the 2nd to the 8th of September, and this year's theme, if you like, is Protecting Children is Everyone's Business.